An Available Man, a novel by Hilma Wallitzer, narrated by Fred Sullivan. Chapter 1. Out of the Woodwork. Edward Schuyler was ironing his oldest blue Oxford shirt in the living room on a Saturday afternoon when the first telephone call came. He'd taken up ironing a few months before, not long after his wife Bee had died. That happened in early summer when school was out, and he couldn't concentrate on anything besides his grief and longing. At first, he only pressed things of hers that he'd found in a basket of tangled clean clothing in the laundry room. He had thought of it then as a way of reconnecting with her when she was so irrevocably gone, when he couldn't even will her into his dreams. And she did come back in a rush of disordered memories as he stood at the ironing board. But he had no control over what he remembered, sometimes seeing her when they first met, or years later in her flowered chintz chair across the room, talking on the telephone, and kneading the dog's belly with her bare feet. Bee called it multitasking. Or in the last days of her life, pausing so long between breaths that he found himself holding his own breath until she began again. Still, this random collage of their days together was better than nothing, and it was oddly comforting to smooth the wrinkles out of her blouses, to restore their collapsed bosoms and sleeves and hang them in her closet, where they looked orderly, expectant. And he liked the hiss of steam in the quiet house and the yeasty smell of the scorched cloth. Now he laid the iron down on the trivet, and with Bingo, the elderly dog, padding right behind him, went into the kitchen to answer the